Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Wern.
You hate it, we love it.
And Jameson.
Does anybody know what demise means?
We just watched episode 4 of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras. We saw some challenge trivia, CT take a scary fall, and a photo finish elimination. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, Jameson, this will step on your juicy deets a little bit, but what the hell happened at the end of the men's elimination? Can you shed any light on this for us?
Oh, man. Well, we can start with juicy deets. I'm down to get juicy early. Who says you got to get juicy late? You don't need to. Guys, a lot of controversy. You guys know about it. A lot of people are talking about it. It's all over the airwaves, all over the internet, all over X. X sucks, by the way, now. It just sucks. It used to be good. Anyways, I'm not trying to get political here. Basically, there's a lot of rumors going around, a lot of speculation, I should say, that the producers, the editors, what have you, cheated. Okay, basically, Horacio won and Derek did not win. If you look at the video footage, you can see that at the end, Horacio just kind of walks up. It's a very casual walk up. He puts that last peg in there, but Derek, and then you see Derek's board, and there's a peg missing. But I will say, if you look at that picture closely, you see that one of the pegs is stuck on another peg. So it's almost as if he put it in and then it just kind of fell at some point throughout and it was in there. So it was in there. But then people are still continuing it. You go onwards and later on, all pegs are in there. So some producer, somebody put the peg in. They're like, hey, he got them all in. So what I've learned, not only from Norris going off on Twitter, she went off saying a bunch of stuff. We can get into that as well. And you guys saw a lot of that too. First off, Devin fucking is all in on this gate here. He's all in on that Derek was cheated. It was wrong that Horacio should not have won this. And he showed the video evidence. But then I was on Reddit, man. I was on Reddit in the fucking weeds of Reddit. And some editor came on and said, who knows if it's real? He came on and he's like, hey, no, I'm an editor for MTV. Definitely legit. And he's like, he did win. The peg fell. And, you know, he was, when they look back at the video of the whole competition, which they should release, by the way, I think American people want to see it.
You know, they have it.
Of course they have it. And they should, and with the amount of controversy that's going on and everybody talking about it, I mean, Reddit is dragging them through the mud. People are about to boycott the challenge after this. I'm not even kidding. The amount of comments of fucking losers that are like, I'm not watching anymore. It's not the real winner. Anyways, he states that he did win. It just fell. They cut for time. They cut stuff for time because they didn't have enough time to just show the whole thing. But I think we need an explanation. I don't know if I believe it. That's the whole kit and caboodle. You guys know some stuff too. What do you think?
Well, was any of the competitors that actually witnessed it, do any of them say that Derek was the rightful winner of that challenge?
A few of them actually do. I mean, Anissa said that Derek won. But see, that's the thing, is when you get into kind of the people who are saying that Derek won are the people that have known Derek for a long time, that are in his crew, you know what I mean? So you have like the oldies, the goodies, the CTs, the bananas, Anissa is saying. But then you go, you know, you kind of go into a different direction. I mean, you know who definitely doesn't think, Corey doesn't think he won. He went off and said he didn't win. Devin is making, I mean, the for Devin to kind of make a whole kind of stop and go replay like he's an NFL ref, he's circling stuff on the screen, the whole thing. I mean, Devin is all in on he didn't actually win.
Chris, I mean, I know you did a lot of digging on this before it even aired out here on the West Coast. So what's your take on this?
Yeah, first of all, just the confusion of watching it, right? I mean, I went back and we rewatched that section 5 or 6 times, that final shot. First of all, I mean, I don't know who this editor is, and like, fair play, it's editing, but like, that final shot of the ball into the basket, if you look at it, first of all, there's jacks all over the floor. Yeah. So that's clearly just the first shot of the round. So like, that's not true as to what's going on. I really thought it was very odd for Horacio to be walking at the
end. That's my biggest thing. Yeah.
right? Like, I was like, what's going on here? Like, why would he do that? Because then it's like he lost by half a second because he walked or whatever. Like, it just seemed really stupid. And to me, no, you know, from what we've seen of him, I'm like, that's either he lost already and he knew it, or he was just so far ahead it wasn't even a thing, which is even more bizarre. I did see, you know, all the Norris tweets. I saw something on Reddit that somebody, this is, I read on Reddit that somebody else was watching Kylan's live stream during the episode, and Kylan was saying that Horacio's ball got stuck on his like contraption or whatever, and he walked over to TJ, and TJ went to blow the horn, but the horn didn't work. Meanwhile, Derek had about 20 seconds to go do his thing and win the game, essentially. And then Horacio's ball came loose and he just finished up and was like, okay. And just, you know, I don't know if that's true either, because it sounds like there's some conflicting reports.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of he say, she say. And like, even Derek came out today, the day after, and said, like, at the very end, he didn't realize he had already won because that jack was missing out of the hole. And so he was like scrambling, apparently. But he says, he was screaming, where's my jack? Where's my jack? I don't see another one. I don't see another one. And when he says, when Horacio saw this, he thinks that he just like, oh, I won. So then he started casually walking. But then show the whole fucking clip. Like, you know, let that, because that's good chaos, right? If Derek, that's good TV. If Derek is like, oh my God, where's my other jack? And everyone's screaming, it's on there, it's on. Like, that's what's sketchy to me, is that they didn't, why wouldn't they air that? They don't have a reason not to.
And the other thing that makes it tough to tell all this is, I think anybody else in Horacio's shoes would probably throw a fit if they really thought they won. This guy doesn't speak, really.
Yeah, yeah. So he's so not, yeah.
He's never gonna like put up a fight there. So it is weird. I mean, like, if it was so cut and dry, just show the actual footage, and they never did.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, does MTV really want Derek to win that much more than Horacio?
Yeah, like, right.
Who's more like valuable to them right now? And I kind of think it would be Horacio. So that's the one reason that I'm like, I don't know.
I agree. I know. Yeah. Because they don't, no. I mean, look, Derek, like, sure, he's, you know, he's been around for a long time. He's, you know, had a lot of good, you know, challenges, but it's not like he's a CT or someone that, you know, caused a lot of drama all the time. Like, he's not like, to be honest, Derek isn't the most memorable challenger of all time. Like, he's been around for a long time, but I'm not like, if I think of my top five, top 10, maybe he's in the top 10, but he's not in my top five at all, you know, and he's been around for a long time. But he's not very memorable. So I, to your point, Dan, just from a, you know, we all know how this works. They want the people who bring in the ratings, and Horacio's a hot looking dude. You know, he's like kicking ass. And I feel like he would have higher ratings maybe than Derek.
For the attraction level alone. I mean, I read a comment on Reddit. Somebody said that he's on there because people want to lick sugar off his abs,
that'll get some viewers.
There was a lot of, you know, I went back to this post when the rumor came out that Horacio was quitting the challenge for good, which was, you know, like 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And there was a lot of people who were just like, good, because he's really boring. And that is true, too. You know, he is basically just there to compete. He just wants to, like, play the games, but he doesn't want to play the game as a whole. He doesn't even vote. He puts himself in because he doesn't want to put someone else in, and like, really, that's kind of what the challenge is, you know what I mean? So
he's not kissing Norris. Like, what am I watching, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't even want to kiss Norris. Yeah.
what are we doing here? You're not even gonna smooch on this show.
Yeah, come on, you gotta get some smooches in.
So I mean, I think, you know, it's funny. I feel like Horacio is probably too good of a person to be on the show in a way, you know, like,
yeah,
he's like a normal person, or he's just too conscious of who he is and how he will be perceived by people on the outside, like any normal person would do, which unfortunately doesn't make for good TV. So, you know,
yeah,
I will say it's been a long time, and I can't even remember the last time we've had a controversy like this, you know, on the challenge. I mean, it's a fun debate to have, and it really sparked a lot of people online.
I will say, like, I'm disappointed. Like, if why don't they just, like you said, why don't
they might next week?
It is disappointing to me. It's reality TV. I know a lot of it's scripted, but I would like to hope that, like, the people that win actually won the thing, you know. It just, so that would be really disappointing if it really was unfair, or if Horacio really won and they were just like, no, Derek wins and you got to act that way. That would just be, I'm not saying I would stop watching the challenge.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't mind them influencing the outcome. I don't want them deciding it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I have to go down to the polls and say that it was faked, you know, that it was rigged. I don't want
and for some reason, like,
elections, like big challenges, big eliminations.
Yeah, we got enough of that in our lives, you know what I mean? And for some reason, maybe I'm just like, you know, you're a little biased, or you have a heart for the challenge, but, like, you look at, like, The Bachelor and shit like that, you're like, okay, that's staged. They're causing that fight, the Kardashians, whatever. But there's this part of me that's like, the challenge, like, at the end of the day, maybe they, you know, mess with some things, but the winners are real, and whoever is supposed to win won. And, like, they don't fuck with that stuff. But this makes you think, makes you wonder.
Sure does. Another thing I've been wondering, Chris, how do you like that segue?
Perfect.
Did Johnny and Laurel make the wrong decision?
I was thinking about this last night, just with the swirling of politics that's going on this season. And I felt like this is the season for a lot of people, especially in era one and era two, who are probably not going to come back. Like, this is the season to burn bridges, right? Like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, if, especially era one, I mean, a lot of those people have to be like, I'm never coming back to this show. So, like, whatever it takes to get the money, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It doesn't matter, especially now too. Cause I think I'm also thinking about era one, and, like, they're all hurt.
All hurt.
CT's got one butt cheek that functions, I guess.
Hey, man.
Darrell threw out his back in the last episode. So, like, they're all falling apart. And you would think their advantage would be the social and political game. But the way this game is being structured, it feels like it's taking the political game away in a way, because it's just making you have to be enemies with everybody in a way. But that just is how it feels like it's forming up. So it's like, what is their advantage? They're old, they're out of shape, or not even just out of shape. It's like, when you get old and you get hurt, man, that shit lasts a lot longer than when you're younger and you get hurt, you know? Like,
yep.
I feel like when I'm in high school, I'd, like, roll my ankle and I'd be good in, like, 3 days. I'd be running again. Now it's like a whole month before I even start thinking about walking at a brisk pace, you know? So I can't imagine, some of those guys are really, I mean, like 10, 20 years older than we are. So their choice, I think, was wrong. They should have put in Jordan. I, you know, if I'm them, I would think, I'm going to beat Derek and Anissa all day in a final. I would have backed myself on that. But Jordan, I don't know. I get that Laurel has, like, these ties to him for what he did. But it's like, you know, her whole thing of, like, get these two people out, and he took those two people out, is like, well, he probably would have taken them out anyway, right? I mean,
exactly. I don't think he goes out of his way to do favors, but if it fits his narrative, his plan, then maybe right.
He's so, such a schemey, slimy fuck, man, but he's good. He does it good. I gotta respect it.
Yep.
I think they made the wrong decision too. I think I'm surprised by Johnny, because it's very rare this early that you can guarantee you get rid of Horacio or Jordan. And it ended up working out. You know, Horacio goes home, like, sure, great. But the bigger threat's Jordan. And I think that's something that Horacio could have beaten him in. Not guaranteed, but
no, yeah.
The solid shot.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I will say though, just when I think the challenge can't, you know, surprise me, like, this dynamic of all these people who have known each other for decades and all these people who have had so many relationships and so many, you know, interactions versus like other seasons where it's like a newbie and they're like, get that fucker out of here. Fuck them. They really struggle. You can tell with trying to figure out how to do this, but there's also a comfort level that they all have with each other. Like, hey man, I got to take you out. You're stronger. So it's a nice dynamic. It's something different. I mean, Laurel sucks. She's just the worst. And just hearing her like whine and complain this episode. So I do agree. I think they made the wrong decision. I mean, Jordan, I think Jordan's one. I mean, he is one of the best challengers like I've ever seen from a politics standpoint, from a confidence standpoint, man. Like he's not scared of shit. He'll go into any conversation, any challenge, anything. He's ready to go. And he's really good at scheming everybody to do what he wants. So I think they made a bad call. And to your point, Danny, I'm shocked Bananas went with it.
Let's do Killed It or Send It Home, Chris.
Ooh, good one.
So since we're just talking about Laurel and Bananas, there was a scene when they're trying to figure out who to throw in, and it felt like an intervention when their whole Era 2 team pulled them into a room and said, this should be a team decision. What did you guys think about that? Killed it. It should be a team decision as to who you throw in if you were the targets that week, or send it home. It should just be the targets making the choice.
Send it all the way home. The target is called a target for a reason. There's risk involved. They're taking on that risk. They should get all the reward. They can, you know, hear people out.
Yeah.
You don't need to go into a room and be like, we deserve a say. That's like the best way to show the hierarchy of the team and that you don't have it is when you like scramble and try and get a little weasel in your way in there. So I think that Laurel and Johnny did a good job of pretending like they cared what they thought in that room, but they should get no say.
Yeah, I agree. Send it home, man. I mean, hey, you want to say, volunteer to be a target. You know, there you go. You want to figure out who to send home. It's just every single season, there's some type of way to play the game. There's different advantages, different things to do. So take advantage of those advantages. And, you know, I think it's not a team decision, you know, like hear them out, but I agree. Send it home.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be three. Send it home. I think there is a benefit of listening to people. Maybe just, you know, given that there's this whole target system, maybe it comes back to benefit you in the end in some way. And there's karma points. I don't know what happened to that. That happened in, what, week one or two? And I haven't heard about that.
But, yeah, week two.
Who knows? Maybe maybe they'll do bad on the karma points. Maybe it'll come back to bite them in the ass and my answer will be killed it when I revise this at the end of the season. Who knows?
Jameson, what do you got?
I want to play a little hypothetical with you boys. Hypothetical situation. Okay, so beginning of the app, DT had a cigar in his mouth. He was acting like the Godfather a little bit. He was, you know, had a fun little personality there. CT is a mob boss. What do you think? Could he do it? Could he handle it, kill it, or send it home?
Killed it. He could absolutely do it. We know he has a history of violence.
That's true.
He has a history of puppet mastery, you know, through the game. I think those are the two main qualities you need to have. But also, people need to trust you, and he's likable, and people do trust him. So I feel like he's got all the makings of a perfect mob boss. And I say that only in mob bosses I've seen in movies and TV shows. I don't know anything about the actual inner workings.
Danny, I have a feeling you don't actually work in construction. I don't know. The way you talked about that there, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to say killed it too. I mean, Danny laid out some good reasons. I mean, the history of violence wasn't even just violence. It's just like the history of just like going from 0 to 100, you know, like I feel like the mob bosses like keep it cool until all of a sudden they just need to like explode and like slam someone's face into a table, you know, or put their head on the bar. And I think still probably has that, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to say killed it. I think he could be. He's smart. He's strategic. He's got it all, baby.
I Got it all, baby. He's from Jersey. I mean, I'm going to kill it as well, but I will say I don't think he would last long. I think his temperament isn't, you know, very good. I feel like the best mob bosses can kind of, I mean, a Joe Pesci, you know, he'll kill somebody and then he gets himself in trouble because he takes things too far. I could see CT, especially young CT, taking things a little too far and, you know, getting himself in trouble and getting whacked, you know, that's what they say. That's what the mob guys say. But I do think he could do it, and I think he could be part of it, but I don't think he'd make it far in The Sopranos.
You know, Joe Pesci also took it too far in Home Alone when he tried to kill
Kevin.
Did.
Yes, so. You know, what's a funny little thing is there's a behind the scenes of Joe Pesci talking about making Home Alone, and he couldn't curse, right, because it's rated PG, and he struggled so hard with that. And then when you watch Home Alone again, you hear him like,
he's just making up his own curses, basically.
It drove him crazy.
I love it.
I'd like to discuss the height of the challenges over water. Every season, we see somebody get injured falling off of these things because they're so high. So killed it if you like the height over the water, or send it home if you think you'd get the same enjoyment out of it if it was 10 feet above the water.
I'm going to say killed it. I do think it is. It's funny. I'm going to say it's killed it, but it's unnecessary. However, I'm going to say killed it because I think the height, once CT got hurt, all of a sudden people started dropping off in really weird ways, you know, like hanging on to this bar and then like slowly letting themselves down, which is fun. I think the height is kind of fun too for this kind of thing of like people just kind of their bodies rotate in the air in weird ways and they have more opportunity to hit in a weird way. And it like freaks people out more, you know, it's just heights in general, even though I don't know, like I'm curious as to like what did happen to CT. We never really knew other than like some kid at the pool in a life preserver, like snorkeled up to him to save him. But you know, like, I don't know. There's something, the height, I think, adds to it. It gets people like scared. So I feel like it does provide some value there.
Yeah, I'm going to kill it too. I mean, I think it helps. Like the thing with the trivia thing is you want that, you know, trapdoor surprise, you know, moment when they get it wrong and they just, their feet fall from under them and they just fly out of there. I think it's mostly how they're hanging. I mean, especially this one of all of them, man, like they're basically hanging upside down like monkeys. And it's like, all right, you know, now you're just going to fall on your head or who knows what it's going to be. I mean, most of the time, what they're standing on, you know, and the trapdoor below them just falls from underneath and they fly down. I think you need the height. I think if they're 10 feet up, it just kind of loses that like gotcha moment that, you know, so nice of them falling.
I'm going to send it home. I don't think it's worth the injuries. And have you been to a carnival? Okay. You ever do a dunk tank?
No, I've never done one.
It was just as satisfying to dunk my math teacher or whatever from 5 feet in the air. I wasn't like, oh, why isn't he suspended 100 feet in the air? It's the dunking into the water that works. Yes, you lose some of the fear factor, but perhaps they're so afraid of getting concussed and leaving the game early. That's my problem. And that's my fear.
It isn't about you, Danny, and this is about us, man. Their safety doesn't matter, right? We want some shit to happen.
We're just monkeys, man. It don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, you could win an elimination and still go home. It doesn't matter.
True.
Fair point. Whoa. Got a little
dark. It got dark. It got dark.
Sorry, too soon?
Well, I just have noticed this about myself in general. Like, I can't watch videos of people getting hurt anymore. Like, I think it's an age thing where it's just like, it's not as funny anymore, you know?
No, that makes sense.
America's Funniest Home Videos is like the scariest show ever at this point. You're like, oh my God. It's like,
I could slip on anything. Days
I could get injured and like tear an ACL. Like, and every time somebody gets hit in the nuts or like, does a split and falls like you I'm like, ooh. Like,
oh, yeah, you feel it.
Yeah.
It's funny. It ain't funny.
I can't watch. You know, when you're watching like a football game, they like show the injury like in replay. I can't do it.
No.
Can't watch that shit.
No, my wife's a freak and she seeks those out. I'm like, I can't.
Oh, gosh. She's like watching YouTube videos of it.
Yeah.
No.
Time to get juicy
with Jameson's Juicy Deets.
Well, that was.
I don't have any juicy deets today, guys. We did them all in the beginning. We did all the juice in the beginning. But I will say one thing. I will say one thing during Juicy Deets. Bring back Fat Josh. Can we get back? I want Fat Josh back. All right. I'm going to say it. Maybe it's controversial. Fit Josh is boring. Fit Josh is not the same. I mean, what do you think?
I had the same thought when he was shirtless talking to Tori. I'm like, do I think Josh looks kind of good right now? I don't like this. I don't like feeling this way. I mean, good for him for getting in shape.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him.
I don't think it's going to help matters. He's not athletic. That's one of the problems. Like, it's the reason that CT gets by just fine when he's out of shape. You know, he's athletic. Yeah. So, you know, I don't think it's really going to help. You all saw Jenny's jump shot last night. It was horrible. Like, you're either athletic or you're not. So, you know.
How bizarre was that? Is she saying that she's the daughter of two musicians or two music teachers?
Yeah. Like, hey.
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
How confused are they?
There you go, kids. You can be anything you want to be, you know?
She's like playing a violin and just like smashes it on her clavicle.
MVP of the episode. Chris, who do you have?
Guys, it was trivia night, or should we call it Cradled Cranium? But that means there's only one real winner, and that's TJ Laffin. It's always his favorite episode. We loved it. And I think, as an ode to TJ, we should all just try to do our best TJ laugh. What do you think?
Okay, let's do it.
As long as you go first, so I have time to think about it.
My turn.
I know it's something, so it's like, I'm going to say...
Okay. Me next?
Yeah. Yep. That was pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right.
a little joker vibes to that one.
But yeah, it's one of a kind. Like, you would be able to pick it out of a lineup, you know?
100%.
Fantastic. One thing though, quick, I know this is out of order, but about the trivia itself, I don't like when it's all just about the challenge. Give me something that makes them look dumb. I don't care if they know what happened on the ruins 1 or 4. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Ask them the capital of Ohio and let me laugh, you know?
All that I agree. Feel stupid because I didn't know any of them.
Right.
I mean, granted, it's going fast, but I'm like, there's maybe one or two that I maybe could have got if it was
exactly.
Like, I was like, oh, I don't know.
I want to watch and see Horacio and be like, well, at least I'm smarter than him. You know, like, I want that as a viewer, you know, like, I agree, Danny. I wrote that as a note. I was like, what's up with all these questions? Where's the dumb ones?
Yeah. Come
on. You know, you got to have some of them.
Who's your MVP, Jameson?
I'm gonna go with Derek. Now, look, it's controversial that he, you know, potentially won, but I liked him tonight. I thought it was a fun app. He has the notes. You know, he goes up there, he presents the notes in front of everybody, tells them who should go home right in front of their face, and he's like, no offense, you know, but you should go home. And it just, I don't know, I liked his demeanor. I liked how he went about it, and it brought entertainment to me. And then, you know, whether he, I guess, won or not, he busted his ass and found a way to get through. But I'm going to give it to Derek.
I'm going to do the same. I had a little trouble tonight because of the controversy at the end, but I agree with you. What he did on the rest of the episode pushed him over, and he's had two eliminations. He won both,
both
against impressive people. So I think he deserves it still. Loser of the episode, Chris.
My loser tonight is Laurel. Not only just for the choice of not sending Jordan in, I suppose. But also, we saw Laurel tonight yelling at Darrell, like telling him he was stupid and talking about massages or something. It made me think back to that like elimination she had seasons ago with Ninja, where she was like just over the top. And it's just like, it's pushing things to like a place where it's like uncomfortable and not fun for people, you know, like there's ribbon going on or, you know, whatever. People are joking with each other or, you know, whatever. And it feels fun, but it's like she takes the whole thing a little too personally, and it just makes me feel weird. And I don't know. Part of me is like, is she a necessary evil on the show? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the show needs it. Like,
she's not a fun evil.
Yeah, it's not fun evil, you know? Like, it's not Devin, you know, putting his butt cheeks on a window. She's like, she's like legit, like, screaming at someone, you know?
She just does it in a way that is just, like, icky, you know? It just does it in a way that just is not... It doesn't feel competitive. It just feels like she is trying to get at someone to their core, you know, like it just doesn't, I don't know. She's the worst. It's funny, when I was looking at, you know, all the deets about, you know, the elimination and everything, it was like elimination comment. And then it was like, Laurel sucks. Elimination comment, like fucking Laurel, right? You know, it was just like, that was the whole, that was everything.
Sorry, go ahead, Danny.
Well, I was just going to say, she doesn't have like age or alcohol to blame at this point either. It seems to happen at all times. It almost feels like she's playing a character at this point and not like, I don't, it's not fun to watch. And she seems like she'd be an awful person to hang around at this point.
Yeah, like, because I think about, it's very true. Like, I think about Josh too, right? Josh always gets in these scream things or whatever. But then he's like, the next day he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And like, I was an idiot, you know? And that like kind of is redeeming in a weird way, right? It's like, okay, it's just Josh doing a dumb thing. You know, he's going to regret it. Laurel, I don't think like regrets her position on any of that stuff, or it just doesn't seem that way. So I don't know if she's getting a terrible edit or whatever, but it's just, I don't know. Just a little too much.
When people used to call her scary, it was because like she was like a robot and would take people down. And then if it got to it, she would get in a screaming fight if it warranted it.
Yeah.
Now it just seems like that's like her, you know, mode of operating all the time now. And I don't know. It just feels a little unsettling. And with the preview next week, it seems to continue and get maybe worse. So.
And I never thought I would root for Cara Maria, but I'm rooting for her next week. I'm excited to watch that. I hope she goes after her, but she could see she was crying. Like, obviously there's some deep seated shit there with those two.
Yeah. Jameson, who did you have?
You know, I'm going to give my loser of the week to America, because we all had to say goodbye to Anissa tonight. And I felt so sad about it this year. Like, I know it happens almost every year. And
you know, it's gonna happen.
I know it's going to happen. But for some reason, this one just like, I just felt bad. I felt really bad for her this time. Like, it was just, you know, it just sucked. And I felt like America wanted her to keep going a little longer, you know, at least to the halfway point or a little bit farther. It just, I don't know. It just kind of sucks. She gets sent down there again. And, you know, she busted her ass though. Like, you know, all applause is all around, and she kicked ass like for what it was. I mean, what's her name was, I thought she was going to pass out, you know, during it, Muscle Woman. So, you know, congrats to her. But yeah, I'm America. America's sad to see Anissa go, Lisa. I think a lot of us are.
I'm going to do a little runner up to Jenny. Just again, that was, you know, we've been waiting a long time for her to come back. That was not exactly a commanding performance in a game that was tailored for her to win. Outside of the jump shot, which I didn't know could be that bad point blank. I know she's British and it's not her sport, but... You would think after like three tries, you start to get it, and it seemed to go on a lot longer. But I'm going to give it to Horacio. I just think this guy had everything you wanted physically.
Yeah.
And I thought he'd be a champ by now, and he's going home this early. He doesn't have the head for the game. He doesn't have the killer instinct, I don't think. And he needs somebody like Nerisse to sort of bring it out of him. And you could tell as soon as she went home, he just was like a shell of himself. He doesn't look like he wanted to be there. So it was just very disappointing. I expect more out of him. And it sucks that he's gone already. But the version of Horacio that we had, I'm not really going to miss anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a fair point. He should be dominating. He should win. If he had that killer mentality, he should be winning all the time. But I will say, with him going home, like, we're starting to get into a place where the end of this show is going to be all the OGs falling on their butts, and like, you know, just like limping to the end. And it could be pretty good. It could be pretty funny and also really bad at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, until next week, that's it from the Tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a layup, fools.
You guys killed it.
You killed it. No, you did. You did.
Who are you pointing at?
Danny.
Chris did good too. You should be pointing at Chris. You had a great
we all killed it. Like you said, you guys killed it.
We killed it.